This week's Parsha is Parsha's Chayesara, and we will start with the Pasuk on chapter 24, Pasuk number 1, and we'll try to explain the Pasuk and also to explain the Gemara and the Medrash on that. The Pasuk says, V'Avraham Zokein Baba Yomim, Avraham is old age, he's coming with his days, normally means that he's getting old. Vashem, and Hashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoil, blessed Avraham with everything. There is a lot of questions on this Pasuk. First of all, what is the Pasuk telling me, and what is the connection to what is going on later? And basically that is Rashi's first question. Rashi says that Beirach es Avraham Bakoil, Hashem blessed him with everything. Rashi explains that Bakoil Oile Begimatria Ben, Bakoil is the numerical value of son, because the base is 2, the Kaf is 20, and the Lamed is 30, that makes it 52, and Ben, son, is also numerical value 52, and Rashi says, Me'acha Shoyle Ben, since he had a son, Hayu Tzorich Lasio Yishoy, he had to marry a wife. The question Meforshim ask on this Rashi is, the Pasuk could have just written Vavrom Zokin Bobayomim, Vashem Berach es Avrom Beben, Hashem blessed him with a son. And the other question Meforshim ask is, why you have to repeat again the word Avrom? You could have said Vavrom Zokin Bobayomim, Avrom is old, Vashem Berach oto bakol, and Hashem blessed him with everything. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat again Vashem Berach es Avraham bakol? The Maharal in Gur Aryeh tries to explain why is it written bakol. He wants to explain according to what Avraham Avinu said before. The Pasuk on chapter 15, Pasuk number 2, Avraham Avinu is told by Hashem that he is going to have a lot of reward. Avraham Avinu says, Matitenli, what good is it, the reward that you're going to give me, Vani Yehoylech Ariri, and I'm going childless. In other words, Avraham Avinu is telling Hashem that, true, you gave me all the wealth, you're giving me all this money, but what good is it for me if I'm going childless? If I have nobody to inherit me, and I have nobody to continue in my ways to do with the money good deeds, what good is it that I have all this money? Since I'm childless and possessions you can't take with you, then what good is it to have all this wealth or promise of all this wealth if I cannot give it to somebody to continue? I am childless. Then what is the purpose for all this goodness? Therefore, says the Maharal, that Hashem wanted to allude that by Avraham Avinu having a child, now he has everything. That since Avraham Avinu previously complained that nothing is worth for him unless he has a child, now that he has a child, was like Hashem gave him everything at the same time. Therefore, the Pasuk is saying Bakoil with everything, and not Beben, not if a son, for you to know that by Avraham Avinu having a child, Yitzchak, that was considered everything. And he explains, according to this we understand also why Hashem wrote in the Pasuk again that Vashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoil, Hashem blessed Avraham with everything. Why isn't it just saying Vashem Beirach Oisoi Bakoil, Hashem blessed him with everything? And the answer is that Hashem wants to let you know that only after Hashem changed Avraham's name from Avram to Avraham, that's when Hashem blessed them Bakol with everything. That only after the change, only after Hashem took him above the stars and told him that you saw that Avram is not going to have a child, but Avraham is going to have a child, after the name was changed, then Hashem gave him the son, and then he was blessed with everything. The Baal HaTurim also seems to say the same idea, because the Baal HaTurim says that Vavram Zokin, Avram is old, Ba Yomim, he came to Yomim. he says numerical value of the word yomim is 100. The yud is 10, the mem is 40, which is 50. The yud is 10, which is 60, and the mem is 40, which is 100. So it comes out that when Avram was old, when he came to the age of 100, and Hashem blessed him with everything, which obviously at the age of 100 he had a son, and that became everything. The Sifse Chachomim brings that Rashi's last statement, Umeachar she'oyoloi ben hoyotzorech la'asiyo ishoi, that since he had a son, he had to marry him off, which is basically the question everybody asks, that we know at this age Yitzchak was at the age of 40 years old. So if he was at the age of 40 years old, how come Avraham Avinu is the one looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak? We should expect that Yitzchak should look for a shidduch himself. Why is Avraham Avinu pressuring Yitzchak to get married? If you are going to tell me that he is already very old, he's 40 years old, therefore he should get married, we see that Yaakov Avinu did not get married till the age of 84. So you see that he had plenty of time still to get married. Then why is Avraham Avinu pressuring Yitzchak to get married, or making sure that Yitzchak gets married? The Sifse Chachamim says that based on the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis 62b, the Gemara there says, Omar Rav Tanchum, Omar Rav Chanilai, Rav Tanchum said in the name of Rav Chalai, Kol Odom She'ein Lo Isha, any man that doesn't have a wife, Shorui Beloi Simcha, he remains without happiness, Beloi Bracha, without blessing, Beloi Toiva, and without goodness. Comes out according to this, that since Avraham Avinu's wife Sarah had passed on, Avraham Avinu was technically, by the description of Gemara, remaining without blessings. And yet Hashem had promised him that he is going to bless him with everything. Then Avraham Avinu had no choice, he would have to go get married in order to fulfill Hashem's blessing, that Hashem told him that he is going to bless him with everything. Then Avraham Avinu had no choice, Avraham Avinu had to get married. But there's a technical difficulty, that in order for him to get married, he first has to marry off Yitzchak. As the Medrash Rabbah in the end of this week's Parsha, on Parsha Samach, there the Medrash says on chapter 25, Pasuk number 1, Vayosef Avram Vayikach Isho Shmo Keturah, that Avram, after he married off Yitzchak, married a wife called Keturah. The Medrash Rabbah explains that Lomdoch Toiro Derech Eretz Me Avram, the Torah is teaching you proper conduct, that if a person has adult children, he should first marry them off, and then he should marry a wife. The same way it says by Abraham that he first brought Yitzchak Ohela Sarah, that first he allowed Yitzchak to marry and then he went to marry. Therefore, the Torah is teaching you derech eretz, that if you have adult children that are unmarried, you should marry them off before you remarry. Comes out according to this, that since Avraham Avinu wanted to have the bracha of Hashem, and the only way he could have a bracha according to the Gemara is if he remarries, but the recheres, proper conduct is that he first has to marry off Yitzchak, and then only then could he remarry. And since he sees that Yitzchak is taking his time, he makes sure that Yitzchak is going to get married. He makes an effort and he tries to get Yitzchak married, and he says Eliezer to go look for a wife for Yitzchak because he wants to get married. The Torah Temime on the Pasuk, Vayosef Avram Vayikach Isha, that Avram went ahead and he got remarried, he brings this Medrash Rabbah that says that the Torah is teaching you the Derech Eretz, proper conduct, that a person, if he has adult children that are unmarried, should marry them off first and then marry himself. He brings a contradiction with the Tosefta in the sixth perek of Bechoros, which seems to say exactly the opposite. The Tosefta there says, Hu Lisa, that if it's up to him to get married, Uvnoi Lisa, and he has to marry off his child, what should he do first? Who koidem livnoi? That he comes before his child. And that seems to be direct contradiction to this Medrash Rabbah that says you first have to marry off your child and then you yourself marry. The Torah Tumim answers, you have to say that the Tosefta that says you have priority over your son is talking about a case where you did not perform Pru Urvu. The first mitzvah of the Torah is the mitzvah of Pru Urvu, be fruitful and multiply. The Machloik is really what be fruitful and multiply means, but the Basilel hold that be fruitful and multiply is that I need to have a son and a daughter, a boy and a girl. If you did not perform Pru Urvu, you didn't have children yet, you didn't have a boy and a girl, then you come preference before. But once you have a boy and a girl, then your son gets preference because you already fulfilled the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. Now your son has a chance to be fruitful and multiple. In that case, you have to marry off your son first. If you already fulfilled the mitzvah of be fruitful, multiply, then your son has priority because he needs to perform the mitzvah. But if you haven't yet performed the mitzvah, then you have priority over your son. And according to this, that is the reason that in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Dafta Zion, Amud Beis, there the Gemara is looking for interpretations of what Bakoil means, what everything means. And Rav Yehuda says, Shehoi Soloi Bas, that he had a daughter. Meforshim asks a question, fine, let's say that Rav Yehuda is right and he had a daughter, or even the next interpretation that says that the daughter's name was actually Bakoil. But what connection is that to the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Vavrom zokim babayomim, Avram is old, Vashem beiraches Avram Bakoil, and Hashem blessed Avram with Koil, with everything, or like we're going to interpret, with a daughter. Therefore, Vayom Avram El Avdo is the Kam Beisoi. Avram Avin is telling his slave, which is Eliezer, go get me a wife to Yitzchak. What connection does it have that he has a daughter with Avraham asking to get a wife for Yitzchak? What difference does it make if he had a daughter or didn't have a daughter? The introductory pasuk of the Parsha that Avram is old and Hashem blessed him with a daughter seems to be disconnected, no connection to anything. That the pasuk is telling that Avram is old and Hashem blessed him with a daughter, therefore what? Therefore get Yitzchak married? What connection is that? But according to what we just mentioned from the Torah Tamima, it is a beautiful connection. We could explain that Rav Yehuda has to say that he has a daughter because otherwise the question that we mentioned before, why is Avram waiting to get married, since we learned from the Gemara that anybody who is unmarried stays without blessing. And also the question is, why is Avram Avinu looking for a wife for Yitzchak? He's supposed to get married first. But the answer is that since he already had a daughter, he already mekayem, he fulfilled Pru Urvu, be fruitful and multiply. And we see from the Medrash that once a person fulfills be fruitful and multiply, then he is incumbent to him to marry off his son before he himself marries. And since he wants to get married, he has no choice, he has to marry off Yitzchak. Therefore, right after the Torah tells you that he already had a daughter, now he's required to marry off Yitzchak first. He sends Eliezer to look a wife for Yitzchak. And right after he marries off Yitzchak, then Vayosef Avram right away afterwards marries a woman called Keturah. The Pasuk telling you that he had a daughter is an introduction to tell you why Avram Avinu is marrying off first Yitzchak and not marrying himself. Because if he wouldn't have a daughter, then he would be able to marry himself off first. He would have priority, like the Tosefta explains, that if you did not perform Pru Urvu, you have priority. But now that he had a daughter, he had to marry off Yitzchak. So having a daughter is really an introduction why he married off Yitzchak first, or why is he looking to marry off Yitzchak, and why Yitzchak can't look for a wife himself. That is what Sefer Imre Vina brings down. Tosfos on Baba Basra, Daf Kof Mem Aleph, 141a, Divra Maschel Bas, according to Rav Yehuda that says that he had a daughter, Toises asks a question, according to the opinion in Sanhedrin 58b, Nun Chesamet Beis, that Ben Noach, Muter Bachoisoy, that a Ben Noach is allowed to marry his sister, that if you're not Jewish, according to one opinion in the Talmud, you could marry your sister. The question that Toises asks, why didn't Avram Avinu marry off Yitzchak to his sister? Avram Avinu was so worried about the influence other people are going to have on Yitzchak. Why didn't Avram Avinu simply take his daughter, which according to the Talmud her name was Bakoil, and give it to Yitzchak? And Toises answers two different answers. The first answer, Toises says, Shemok Tanohoi, so maybe she was a minor, she was very young, and if she was very young, you're not allowed to marry her. And the other answer that Toises brings is that the daughter that he had was from Hagar. At that point, Hagar was still a slave of Saraymenu, and the same reason that Avraham would not let Eliezer's daughter to marry Yitzchak, because he was a slave and the slave were in the category of cursed, and cursed should not marry blessed, so too Avraham Avinu would not let Yitzchak marry his own daughter, which was the daughter of Hagar, because Hagar was also cursed, and a curse should not marry blessed. But Mefarshim asks a question, according to the first answer of Toisves, that the daughter that he had was a minor, was very young, and that's why Avraham Avinu did not want to marry her off to Yitzchak. Eventually Yitzchak marries Rivka, and according to Rashi, Rivka, the age of marriage, is 3 years old, because Rashi says that right after the binding of Isaac, that's when Rivka was born. And at the binding of Isaac, we know Yitzchak was the age of 37. Comes out that at the age of marriage, which is written on Parshas Toldos, that Yitzchak was 40 years old. If Rivka was born right after the Akedah, then the most Rivka could be is 3 years old. Then the question is, what kind of answer is that of Toisves saying that Avraham Avinu did not want to marry off his daughter because she was too young? Eventually Yitzchak marries a woman that is very, very young. She's 3 years old. And yet Avraham Avinu has no problem with it. Avraham Avinu accepts it without a problem. Before we give the answer, we're going to introduce an idea from the Chanukah Satorah Reb Heschel brings down on Pasuk 55 of this week's Parsha. Pasuk Nun Hei on chapter 24 says, Vayomer Achi Avayma, the brother and mother tell Eliezer Evet Avram, Teishev Anara Itanu Yomim Oy Oser, let the girl be with us days or 10 months. Rashi is also bothered by this question. Rashi is bothered, where is Besuel? Where is the father? The Pasuk says that the brother, which is Lavan, and the mother of Rivka, both try to tell Eliezer Evet Avram, Eliezer slave of Avram, that let Rivka stay with us a little longer. Rashi is bothered, the negotiation started with Besuel, Rivka's father. And where is Besuel, the father of the girl? What happened to him? So Rashi says, Ubesuel Echenoyo, where is Besuel? Rashi says, Huoyo Rotzel Akev, he wanted to prevent her going, Bo Malach Vemisoy. An angel came and killed it. The famous story that Betuel and Lavan tried to poison Eliezer Eved Avram, the slave of Avram, because they wanted to kill him in order to take all his riches that he brought with him. And while Eliezer was talking, giving his speech, the angel came and switched the plates from Eliezer to Betuel, and Betuel died. And that's why, according to Rashi, it's written here that her brother and her mother told Eliezer, because Betuel at this point had died. Sefer Chanukah Satorah Reb Heschel says that actually who killed them was actually Lavan, and the mother killed them, because Lavan and the mother wanted that Rivka Imenu should be able to annul her wedding, to be able to have an out of the wedding when she reaches the age of maturity of 12 and 12 and a half. And the halach is, if the father marries you off, then you don't have an out. You are bound to this wedding, even if you don't like this person or you can't stand them. Nonetheless, if your father married you, then you are stuck and you need a divorce in order to get out of the marriage. But if the brothers and mother marry an orphan, then that girl, that orphan, when she reaches the age of 12 to 12 and a half, then she's able to annul her wedding, say, I don't want to stay with that person. And they wanted Rivka Imenu to be able to annul the wedding. Therefore, they killed off Betuel. And it's written in the Pasuk that her brother and her mother married her off. As a matter of fact, this is the halacha in Ebenezer, Siman Lamed Zayin, Sif Yudalet, that a minor that's married off by her brothers or her mother, if the father is not alive, then she's able to annul when she reaches the age of maturity. Sefer Tam from Baal Zerav Baruch explains that is the difference between Avraham marrying off his daughter to Yitzchak or Yitzchak marrying Rivka. The Gemara brings down in Kedushin 41a that Osur le'odom la'asi bitoy k'shiktana, that's prohibited for a person to marry off his daughter when she's a minor, ad she'tegadol v'toymer, until she gets older and says, Biploini ani roitza, I want to marry this person. Even though biblically the father has a right to marry off his daughter, but the Gemara says that it's Osur for a person to do that, and a person should not marry off his daughter when she is young. The Pasuk doesn't say that you're not allowed to marry a minor girl. The Pasuk says you're not allowed to marry off your daughter when she's a minor. Why? Because when you marry off your daughter, then that is automatically binding. And the daughter cannot, when she's older, if she doesn't like the person, the daughter cannot say, I don't want to be married with this person. But if the brother or mother of that girl, if she's an orphan, marries her off, then when she becomes 12 and a half, she could say, I don't want the marriage, and the marriage is annulled automatically. Then there is no problem marrying a younger girl, marrying a minor. And that's what explained that had Avraham Avinu married off his daughter to Yitzchak, then the daughter would have had no out. You'd have transgressed what the Talmud says, that's prohibited for a person to marry off his daughter. But now that Yitzchak married Rivka, even though she may have been a younger woman, but since she was married off by her brother and her mother, and her father was at that point dead, then it's not a problem if she marries, because she always has the ability, when she gets to be of age, to annul the wedding. The Chasam Sofer says that Avraham Avinu had a daughter named Bakoil, and she died. The Chasam Sofer answers with that what is written in the beginning of the parsha in Pasuk number 2, where it says, Vayavoy Avraham lispoit lesara velifkoisa, that Avraham Avinu came to eulogize to Sarah and to cry for her. The word lifkoisa, to cry for her, is written with a very small cough. The Chasam Sofer says, why is it written with a small cough? The Torah wants you to make believe as the cough would not be here, and read the Pasuk without the cough. In other words, to allude to you that Avraham Avinu came to eulogize Sarah and also Ulavita and for her daughter. That Avraham Avinu, when he was crying for Sarah, he was also crying for the daughter that passed away. Not necessarily she passed away at this point, she could have passed away before, and the idea being that while Sarah Imenu is alive, even though you lose your daughter, you become consoled by your wife and you forget about your daughter. But once the wife dies, then you don't have any more a female figure in the house, and you start mourning not only the wife who recently died, but also your daughter who had previously died. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Ulifkota if a small calf, to allude to us that he was mourning also his daughter. The Ksav Sofer asks a question, why does Hashem give a daughter to Avraham Avinu and then take her away? What was the purpose that Hashem gave a daughter for Avraham Avinu in order later on to take her away, to cause her to die, that Avraham Avinu will have the pain, like the Chasam Sofer explains, that when he came to cry for Sarah, he actually cried also for her daughter. The Ksav Sofer, in Shalos Tshuvos Yoredeya Simen Kof Tezvov, says that, like Rashi says by the Pasuk, chapter 25, Pasuk number 19, Ve'ele told us Yitzchak ben Avram, and these are the offsprings of Yitzchak, son of Avram. Avram hoilid as Yitzchak, Avram gave birth to Yitzchak, Rashi asks a question, if it's written that this is the children, the offsprings of Yitzchak, son of Avraham, why you have to say again that Avraham holidays Yitzchak, that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak? So Rashi says that the Makir of the generation were saying that from Avimelech, Sarah became pregnant, because all the years that Sarah Imenu was with Avraham and she did not get pregnant, and right after she gets with Avimelech on chapter 20, Pasuk number 17 and 18, right afterwards on chapter 21, she becomes pregnant. The makers of that generation were all saying that Avimelech is the one who impregnated Sarah, that Avraham Avinu is a person who can't have children, and Avimelech is the one who made Sarah pregnant. Therefore, Hashem made the face of Yitzchak look exactly like Avraham Avinu, and everybody testified that Avraham holid as Yitzchak, that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. First, the Ksav Sofer is bothered, why does Hashem have to make a miracle in a way that right after she goes to Avimelech, she gets pregnant, and people will have the doubt, Hashem could have made the miracle a lot easier directly without any intervention from Avimelech, like that nobody would ever have a doubt that Yitzchak really is the son of Avraham. Why did Hashem make it in a way that people will have this doubt? Why give the opening to mockers? The truth is that mockers always will find the opening, even though it doesn't make sense. But the question is, why did Hashem make it specifically that way? So the Ksav Sofer brings down that the Ramban in Parshas Vayera, chapter 18, Pasuk Yud Beis, there Ramban says that when Sarah Imenu left, she was wondering, how is it possible that two old people like us, who didn't have any fruit so far, will all of a sudden become pregnant? And Ksav Sofer says that because of that, because she was doubting that Hashem could make miracles in a supernatural way, so Hashem caused it that people will think that she had children in a natural way, meaning that she had children from Avimelech, that people will also have the same doubt that she had, that how is it possible me and Avraham should have children, we didn't have children till now. Therefore, people are actually saying exactly what she thought, that it's impossible for Hashem to give them children. So people started saying that she had children from Avimelech, and that was a terrible embarrassment for her, which meant that she had actually relationships with Avimelech. And the Ksav Sofer explains that if you look carefully at the difference between the bracha before Sarah Imenu left and after she left, you will see that is a very subtle change. Before she left, on Pasuk number 10 of chapter 18, there it says, Vayomer, the angel says, Shoiv oshev elecho keis chayo, I will surely come back to you in a time that you are living, v'ine vein lesoro ishtecho, and it will be a son to Sarah, your wife. So here, the son is associated to Avraham and Sarah, because it's called Sarah ishtecho, Sarah, your wife. Everybody is going to know that Sarah, your wife, had a son, had Yitzchak, and nobody will have a doubt. But after she left, Hashem reinstated the blessing, and then on Pasuk number 14, Hashem says, Lamoed oshev alecha koeis chayo, I will come back in the designated time, and a time that she is alive, ule Sarah ven, and Sarah is going to have a child. It's not mentioned here that Sarah is going to be Avraham's wife, that people will think that this is also Abraham's child. Everybody is going to know this is Sarah's child, but nobody is going to think this is Avraham's child. Why? Because once she left, she deserved to be punished, and now she had to go through the embarrassment for people to think that she had relationship with Avimelech. Everybody is going to know true that this is Sarah's child, but nobody will know that this is Avraham's child. There is always this cloud of doubt on this child to know who really the father of this child is. And he even brings a further proof on the Pasuk, on chapter 21, Pasuk number 1, where it says, Vashem pokat es Sarah kasher omar. Hashem remembered Sarah as he said. Here the language is Omar. Vayas Hashem leSarah. Hashem did for Sarah kasher diber, as he has spoken. So it changes the language between Omar and diber. We know always the language Omar is a soft speaking and diber is a harsh speaking. So he asks, how come when it's written Hashem did to Sarah as he has spoken, it's written there in the harsh language, diber? So he explains that is exactly what Hashem is doing. Hashem wants, as soon as Yitzchak is born, that people will have this cloud, people start mocking Abraham and Sarah and saying that Sarah conceived from Avimelech, not from Abraham. Therefore Hashem did to Sarah as he has spoken, that he's going to give to Sarah a child, but not necessarily to Abraham a child, that people will always have this doubt if this child is really Abraham and Sarah's or Avimelech's and Sarah's. But Hashem doesn't want this doubt to last forever, so Hashem wants to dispel this doubt. What does Hashem do? Hashem gives to Abraham and Sarah a daughter. Like that, everybody is going to see that Abraham and Sarah are able to have children, and retroactively they will know that Yitzchak is really Abraham's and Sarah's child, because since we see that after the fact they had children, they had a daughter, then everybody is going to believe that it is possible for Abraham and Sarah to have children. Therefore Hashem gave Abraham and Sarah a daughter. But since that purpose was only to show that Yitzchak really is the son of Abraham and Sarah, then the daughter, after that purpose was met, the daughter could die. And according to Ksav Sofer, he explains very beautifully all the opinions on the Gemara. Rashi says that Bakoil means that he had a son, because the numerical value of Bakoil and everything is Ben, like we mentioned at the beginning. Rab Meir in the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tav Zayin Omed Bey says Bakoil means Sheloi Hoiso Loi Bas, that he didn't have a daughter. Rav Yehuda says that Bakoil means that he had a daughter. And Acherim Amrim say that Shehoyo Bakoil Shma, he had a daughter and the name of that daughter was Bakoil. According to what we just mentioned from the Ksav Sofer, we could say in an interesting way that the Gemara's opinions are not arguing of each other. Each one is mentioning a different fact that happened in the life of Abraham Avinu, and Bakoil alludes to all of them. How can it be? It's clearly a contradiction. Rav Meir said he didn't have a daughter, and Rav Yehuda said he had yet a daughter, and Rashi says that he had a son. So how can they all be reconciled? The first opinion said that he didn't have a daughter means that since the daughter died, then eventually at that point when we're saying Vashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil, he didn't have a daughter anymore because the daughter had already died, so therefore the daughter wasn't a permanent daughter. According to opinion that said that she had a daughter, yes, he had a daughter because the daughter had to be created in order to prove that Yitzchak really is Abraham's child. And according to the opinion that says that the son is called Bakoil because Ben, numerical value Ben, that is also the idea that since she had Yitzchak, he had to create a daughter in order to prove that Yitzchak was the child of Abraham and Sarah. Sefer Divrei Eliyahu brings a story with the Grav, the Vilna Gaon. He brings down that one time in Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the Vilna Gaon asked his students, how do I know that Avraham Avinu kept Mitzvah Sukkah? And there was nobody to answer him. So the Vilna Gaon answers that the Medrash says, Vashem Berach es Avraham Bakoil, Hashem blessed Avraham with everything, and this means Zu Sukkah, this is Mitzvah Sukkah. That Hashem blessed Avraham with everything means that Hashem gave Avraham Avinu the mitzvah of Sukkah. So nobody understood where is that alluded to in the word Bakoil. Where do you see that the word Bakoil means that he's getting mitzvah Sukkah? The Vilna Gaon says that if you know the psukim that written the mitzvah Sukkah on Parshas Emor, chapter 23, Pasuk number 42, there the Pasuk starts, the three statements that start with Bakoil are the statements of Sukkah. The first statement is Basukoi Steshu Shivas Yomim. On Sukkahs you should dwell 7 days. That's one statement. The next statement that the Pasuk brings down is Kol Ho Ezrach BeYisrael Yeshu BeSukkos, that all natives in Israel should dwell in Sukkahs. That's the Kaf. And the third Pasuk is Leman Yedu Dorei Seichem, so your generation should know Ki Basukois Oshavti Es Bnei Yisrael, that I set in Sukkos the Jewish people when they came out of Egypt. So these three statements start with the letters Ba Koil. The first Pasuk is Ba Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yomim, you should dwell in the Sukkos, the Ba Sukkos, the base from Ba Sukkos. The next Pasuk is Kol Ezrach Be Israel, all the natives in the Jewish people is the Kol, the Kof from the Ba Kol. And the last Lamed, Leman Yedu Dorei Seichem, so your generation should know, that's the Lamed. Ba Koil alludes to the Mitzvah Sukkah, because those are the psukim that start with the letters Beis, Kof, Lamed, and that's how I know that he kept Mitzvah Sukkah. The question is, it's a very beautiful Vilna Gaon, and it's very interesting, but still doesn't answer the connection, why is the Pasuk alluding to Mitzvah Sukkah exactly here? The Pasuk says, V'Avram Zokim Baba Yomim, V'Hashem Berach Es Avram Bakoil, Hashem bless Avram with everything. So he blessed him with Mitzvah Sukkah. Then the question is, what connection does he have with the next Pasuk that he's sending Eliezer to marry of Yitzchak? What has got Mitzvah Sukkah to do regarding that? So I want to say that it goes really backwards, that the Pasuk V'Hashem Berach Es Avram Bakoil is not going to the front, is not going for the next chapter, is explaining something about the last chapter. As we mentioned on Pasuk number 2, on chapter 23, after Sarimenu died, the Pasuk says, Vayovo Yavram Lispoit Lesorah Velif Koisa, to eulogize Sarah and to cry for her. The Kaf is a small Kaf. The Baal Turim asks a question, why is there a small Kaf and Lif Kota, like to cry for her? So the Baal Turim says, it's telling you a small Kaf to let you know that he didn't cry a lot, he cried very little. And the Baal Turim gives two very hard answers. One answer, the Baal Turim says that she was old, that since she was old, therefore for an old person we don't cry so much, but the problem is that she was only 127, and those days, if you live to be 175 or 180 like Avram or like Yitzchak, 127 is not old, it's barely midlife. Then cry, why wouldn't he cry? Plus, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Taf Kof Hei Amet Beis 105b, Kol Amoirid Dmois Lodom Kosher, that anybody who lets tears on a rightful man, on a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sofrom, Hashem Yisburach counts those tears, Umanichon Beveis Genozov, and puts it in his treasury. So, how is it possible that Sari Menu, which was such a great tzaddikus, how is it possible that people shouldn't cry, Avraham Avinu would cry little for her? And then the Baal Turim brings an even more troubling answer. The Baal Turim says that if you go back to chapter 16, Pasuk number 5, there we have Sarah giving Hagar to Abraham to bear children. Hagar sees that she becomes pregnant and she starts disrespecting Sarah Imenu. On Pasuk number 5, Sarah comes to Avraham. She says, Hamosi Olecho, my anger is on you. I gave you my mate in your lap, and she became pregnant, and she's disrespectful to me. Yishpoit Hashem Beini Uveinecho. Let Hashem judge between me and you. The Talmud brings down in Baba Kama, Dav Tzadi Gimel Amad Aleph, 93a, Omar Rabchanan says, anybody who gives over judgment on his friend, in other words, he asks Hashem to judge somebody, who nenash tchila, he is always punished first. And the Gemara brings a proof from our Pasuk, and then it's written in the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, Vayovo Yavram Lispoit Lesara. So you see that even though Avraham Avinu was older, and normally an older person should die first, but since Sari Meinu says, Yishpoit Hashem, let Hashem be the judge between me and you, therefore she died first. By the way, Mefarshim explained this statement that since you are asking Hashem for judgment, obviously you don't believe that Hashem is doing the right thing. You don't believe that Hashem is always judging and Hashem is always in control. And you believe that you are a better judgment than Hashem. So therefore, when you ask judgment on somebody else, they first want to make sure that you have enough merits to ask Hashem to judge somebody else. You have enough merits to supersede Hashem's judgment, which that is almost impossible. So therefore, the person who asks judgment on somebody else, he always gets judged first, and therefore he gets punished first. So the Baal Turim continues that since she did that, and she's the one who caused her own death, then she is considered as she had committed suicide, and a person who commits suicide, we're not allowed to mourn him too much. That by her saying this statement is tantamount of committing suicide, and if you commit suicide, we're not allowed to mourn on you so much. Therefore, Avraham Avinu cried little. The unbelievable idea is that this statement was said when Hagar was pregnant. Hagar was pregnant with Ishmael. Ishmael was 14 years old when Yitzchak was born, and Yitzchak was 37 years old at Akedah. So it comes out that this statement was said at least 51 years before she actually died. And a statement you say 51 years before is still considered as you commit suicide. It shows you how we have to be very careful on the words we utter, that even Sari Meinu, by uttering those words, is considered as she had done suicide. But it's very hard to understand that just a statement like that would be considered as she had done suicide, that so much so that Avraham can't mourn her. Because the pasuk says, Ein tzadik ba'oretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechto, there is no tzadik on the land that will do only good and not sin. Obviously, we all do certain sins, and our sins are the ones that cause us to die. Then theoretically, every time we do something wrong, we are committing suicide. Then you wouldn't be able to mourn against anybody, because anybody who dies for sins that he did, then he would be considered as committing suicide. And with that logic, then we shouldn't be able to mourn on anybody. But according to the Vilna Gaon, it is very good, because we know that the Akedah was on Yom Kippur, and we know that it took 3 days of journey to go to the place of the Akedah. Like it's written, chapter 22, pasuk number 4, it's written, on the third day, Avram raised his eye, he saw the place from far. So then it takes 3 days to go to the Akedah. Obviously, it takes 3 days to go back. We know Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei, and we know that Sukkot is the 15th of Tishrei. Avraham Avinu gets to bury Sarah 3 days after the Akedah, 3 days after the binding of Isaac, because it takes 3 days to get back, at approximately the 13th of Tishrei. That means he starts to sit Shiva at the 13th of Tishrei. So now we have 2 days later, we have Sukkot, and the rule is, when you have a holiday like Sukkot, it pushes away the Shiva. So it comes out, Avraham Avinu cried little, not because she was an old lady or because she committed suicide, simply because since it was Sukkot and Sukkot pushes away the Shiva, therefore he had no choice but to cry little. How do I know that he kept Sukkot? Because Avraham Zokim Bayomim, right afterwards it says Avraham was old, Vashem Berach es Avraham Bakoil, and Hashem blessed Avraham with everything. And the Medrash says everything means Avraham Avinu kept Mitzvah Sukkah. So if he kept Mitzvah Sukkah, that explains retroactively why he cried little. So the pasuk Vashem Berach es Avraham Bakoil doesn't go to tell you the story about sending Eliezer to get a wife to Yitzchak. It's talking about to explain the reason why Avraham Avinu cried little. He cried little because it was Mitzvah Sukkah, and therefore it pushed away the Shiva, like any mourning period which gets pushed off if there is a holiday. Therefore, he had no choice, he had to cry a little. I will conclude with what I saw in Sefer Rav Shalom. There, Sefer Rav Shalom explains that Vavrom Zokin means Avram is old. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis Omed Beis 32b says Ein Zokin, a person is not considered old. Elo Mishe Kona Chochma, somebody who gets wisdom. So Avraham is wise and is a very strong prophet. Bo Bayomim, he's coming in the days. In other words, that he's looking at the days of the future and he sees our exile. He sees the way that we are degraded within the nations. And then he remembers, Vashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil, Hashem blessed Avram with everything. And according to Rav Yudah in the Gemara, Zebat, that means a daughter. So he remembers that the Geula is going to come in the merit of Noshim Tzidkonius, the of righteous women, the same way that the first Geula, the first redemption from Egypt, was in the merit of righteous women, as the Gemara in Soita, Daf Yud Aleph Omed Beis 11b said, in their merit we were redeemed, so too will the Geula Achroina, the ultimate redemption, will come only in the merit of the righteous women. Moshiach will come in the merit of righteous women. And that's what it means that Hashem gave her a bat, that Hashem blessed Abraham with a bat, with righteous women. He saw in the future that this is the merit that's going to stand with us, and therefore he became satisfied. Or another interpretation he brings down, that bat means Torah, that Torah is considered Bito Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah Lamed Gimel Zion brings down the famous story that Hashem told us to build a Mishkan, explains that once a prince had come from a distant country to wed the king's only daughter. When he wanted to live with her, the king told him, I can't part with her, she is my only daughter, yet she is your wife too, and I have no right to withhold her from you. I'll therefore ask a favor from you, build for me an extra chamber wherever you settle so that I may live near you. The example is that once Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem is telling us we came from a distant land and we took the Torah with us. Hashem is asking us to make him a chamber, to make him a Mishkan, so he'll dwell among us, he'll be next to his daughter, the Torah. But nonetheless, we see from this Medrash that the Torah is exemplified as Hashem's daughter. Therefore, the Sefer Rav Sholem brings down, when Avraham Avinu remembered Vashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil, that Hashem blessed him with everything, and now he's saying that it was a daughter, alluding to the Torah, which the Torah is called the daughter of Hashem, then he realized that Bishchus HaTorah, the merit of Torah learning, that will cause the Jewish people to get out of exile. Either be redeemed in the merit of the righteous women, or will be redeemed in the merit of Torah. So that's what it means. Avraham Avinu was old, that he had a lot of wisdom and a lot of prophecy. Baba Yomim, he saw the end of days, he started getting frightened that the Jews will be in so much trouble and they'll be so subjugated in the nations. But then he realized it'll be okay, because Hashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil, because Hashem had blessed Avram with everything, and everything means a daughter. So it could either be that he saw the daughter, which is Torah, and the merit of Torah will be redeemed, or Bat is a daughter literally, which means the Jewish woman, that in the merit of Jewish women, that is the merit that will cause our redemption. And Hashem Yisbarach should help that this merit should come right away, and we should have Moshiach come, Beis HaMikdash rebuild, v'mehera b'yomeinu, Amen.